The Organising Committee for the People's Tribunal on Economic Crime in South Africa hereby invites members of the public to submit information to be presented at the first hearings of the People's Tribunal in November 2017. Michael Marchant is a researcher with Open Secrets. Michael, good afternoon. What is the People's Tribunal on Economic Crime?
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for having me on this afternoon. The People's Tribunal on Economic Crime is a tribunal that's been organized by a host of civil society organizations. And the organizing committee includes Us at Open Secrets, the Right to Know campaign, Corruption Watch, the Center for Applied Legal Studies, PARI, and the Foundation for Human Rights. And essentially, we see it as a response to the call of Mkhwebisi Jonas in the now famous response to the cabinet reshuffle at the beginning of the year. And that is to, for us as South Africans, to begin to join the dots about the story of state capture and corruption in South Africa. I think that when he said it, he meant it predominantly in the context of contemporary state capture. But what these organizations feel currently is that there's a longer story of state capture to be told in South Africa, and that there's been a systematic failure by state institutions to take the sort of stories of grand corruption to their conclusion, particularly in the courts. And so this is a response by us as civil society to run a process that is not a judicial process in the absence of that movement by the state, to allow for, first of all, truth-telling about these sort of stories of grand corruption across the last 40 years in South Africa, but also to provide a framework for those stories to come forward, for us to join the dots between those eras, and to hopefully provide, in the end, a report and a record of those stories for when accountability becomes possible through other processes.
It really is the tale told by Henny van Vieren in his wonderful book, Apartheid, Guns and Money, which links current events very much with events in the past. You say allow for truth-telling, but does this kind of platform facilitate truth-telling if there isn't a judicial element to it? And I understand that there can't be if the state doesn't get involved, because the state is the only person who can impose a judicial element. But doesn't it run the risk of becoming perhaps sometimes a platform for truth-telling, but also a platform for settling scores?
It is entirely possible. I think it's important to stress that, as with any tribunal of this nature, and this it really builds off quite a long tradition of using civil society-driven tribunals to address systemic failures. It goes back to the Russell Tribunal on the human rights violations in the Vietnam War, and it's been repeated at various points in history, including in places such as Japan after World War II, Indonesia. And so there is best practice that we can draw on. And one of the ways to rectify that is that space will be given to all parties to participate in this tribunal. So we've released the call for information today, and we really do urge people who feel they have relevant information, whistleblowers and others, to come forward to the organizing committee. Their submissions will be treated with confidence, and we will not release any of those submissions or information without their permission, and of course their participation at the hearings of the tribunal will be carefully negotiated with them. But it's also important to say that any implicated parties must be provided with an opportunity to answer and to make submissions, and that will be given. So for any parties in each of these eras who are being identified and who evidence is being led against at the tribunal, they will be invited by the organizing committee to make written submissions to the adjudicators and to provide information that they feel is relevant. Even in cases where all of the information cannot be aired at the hearings of the tribunal, a full record will be available. That will be available on the tribunal website.
Michael, and perhaps here an opportunity to share the detail of that website, because that will have also advice on how to submit a proposal or how to ask for an opportunity to present at a hearing, and when the hearings are and where they are and so on. What is the website?
Absolutely. So the website is corruptiontribunal.org.za, and that currently has all of the information, as you say, about how to make a submission. And of course, the organizations that I've mentioned on the organizing committee will also be available
on their websites.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you very much. Michael Marchant of Open Secrets.